6 days from an election that has fueled more bitter divisions than America has seen in decades, it feels harder than ever to interact with people who have vastly different views. And as much as we might want to avoid these folks, it's not always possible, especially if they are friends or family. Strategies to get you through Election Day from Elizabeth Bernstein, relationship columnist at The Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, help us out.
Here's the thing. I feel really strongly about this, and I'm not the only one. The actual experts, the psychologists who follow this kind of issue feel really strongly about this, too. We need to get along with the people in our lives, and we can't let politics as dividing us as a nation. We cannot let it divide our relationships.
You know, I thought it was interesting. The expert you spoke to made a difference between what we're arguing about and what the real debate is about. Something along those lines, right?
Exactly. So I interviewed a very interesting psychologist. Her name is Jeannie Safer, and she's written a book about what to do when you can't stand your loved one's politics. And she's a psychoanalyst. And so she speaks about the difference between manifest content is what we think we're talking about on the surface. Oh, I think I'm arguing about the sock on the floor. I'm so mad. My husband left it there. And then latent content is what I'm really arguing about, which is that he never listens when I tell him, please do this. So there's manifest content, what we think we're arguing about, and latent content, what we are really arguing about, which is our feelings. And we have to remember that now with politics. She says that the issue is not that we're arguing with, when we're arguing with a loved one over politics, the real disagreement is not politics, it's psychology. It's how can you see the world so differently from me?
Interesting. All right, so she said, too, that she's a believer that it's harder for people with different views to get along these days. Did she say why? Why we seem to be so much more polarized?
Sure, we're just, the whole country's polarized. We're in this environment where all anybody does is yell, basically. Nobody's listening. Social media is a big problem with this. You know, everybody thinks they can go on and just spout off and be nasty. Much of it's anonymous.
Yeah.
And so we're sort of in this world right now where the discourse, you know, for many reasons, is pretty nasty.
It was interesting, too. She said, hey, listen, you know, we're in a pandemic, too. Not helpful. None of this is helpful.
No, we're already isolated from our loved ones. So much isolation from coworkers and people who, you know, we care about and extended family. Family, and in some cases, close family. So we do not need more isolation to suddenly decide you're cutting off your sister because you can't stand her views. That's not right. You know what? Your sister's going to be hopefully be here a long time after whatever happens in this election happens.
We're speaking with Elizabeth Bernstein. She writes the Bonds column for the Wall Street Journal. This piece is called Loathe Your Loved One's Politics. Here's some advice. All right, so what's the basic guidance here so we can keep things civil?
So we have to remember, people think, one of our things that this expert explained is we believe that everybody, you know, our intimates, our loved ones should be just like us. That never happens. In the history of the world, that's never happened. So it helps to remember that. It's okay that we have very significant differences with every single person in our life. Like, for example, we may have a spouse that stays up all night. I might go to bed in the morning. I mean, you know, wake up early. So these are important things to remember, that it's okay. It is normal that we do not agree. We do not have to agree. That's a major one. The next major one for right now, 2 weeks out of an election, is we want to avoid discussing politics right now. Nobody is changing their minds. You are not changing someone's mind just to argue and argue and argue. So you avoid it with your loved ones because you want to focus on what is good in the relationship, not a difference.
All right. So assuming the phrase, hey, shut up, is not a good way to approach this. How do you just tell someone, let's not discuss this?
You know, you basically say, hey, you know, we just see things differently. Or, you know, I love you. You know, I love spending time with you, but this is not something we can talk about fruitfully. Let's not fight about it. Let's enjoy ourselves. We've got enough problems right now. We are in a pandemic. That's basically how you say it. You say it with kindness, but, like, let's move on.
But some people are just going to persist.
Some people are going to persist, and then you can basically say, look, if someone's consistently, I think you're wrong, they're persisting, you say, look, there's a lot of different ways to look at this. You say something neutral. You don't give your opinion. You say there are a lot of different ways to look at this, and then you pivot. Hey, what's for dinner? That's right. So always a good, and if pizza's for dinner, you're even better off.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Bernstein, relationship columnist at the Wall Street Journal.